You're listening to The Breaking Point on 91.3 WHJE. My name is Ryan Ruthroff, as always, in Jackson Hammond. Welcome back to The Breaking Point here only on 91. You said wedding in general.
Boys don't know about weddings.
Say it again.
Yes, I get to say it one more time.
Jackson Ammons. Here we got Olivia, Addie, and Ryan.
Ben.
The cashier turns around and he throws a 3.5-foot alligator into the drive-thru.
Name a country with a very long name. Kurt.
Uzbekistan.
Number one. It's now 9-9.
Oh, it's 2-1. Harrison Ford will be unveiling Disney's Star Wars.
I'm really excited. This is the Halloween edition of next week.
Are we ready?
You have reached the point of no return.
Welcome to The Breaking Point on 91.3 The Edge. We've got Ethan Sellers.
What is going on?
John Griffin, Shay Rickle, and everybody in the studio right now. So we are, we're kind of chilling right now. We just finished Thanksgiving.
Yes,
it's
turkey.
It's fun. How did you guys like that? You guys like Thanksgiving break?
Still hungry. I mean, still full.
Still full.
But now I'm hungry.
Still hungry. That's pretty impressive. Yeah.
Yeah. I could go for another plate right now.
20 pounds of turkey, still hungry.
We had the actual, we kind of had that, you know, the traditional awkward political conversation on Thanksgiving where everything just gets silent after 10 seconds.
Yeah.
That's always fun.
It always happens.
It was just like, so Trump's president, and it was
that's a good way to crickets. Just, like, that's a good starting place.
We all just, like, took our time. We ate our food. We had food in our mouths. We couldn't really talk. Not that we wanted to talk, but, I mean, all that. I mean, it's like,
and all of a sudden, Trump!
Exactly. So Thanksgiving break's over. So Breaking Point's been off the air for a week. We took a week break, and next week is actually the finale of this year. Because we have finals week here at Carmel High School, and so we can't really go on during finals week. So December 8th is the final show of the year, and we're thinking of doing something a little bit special for you guys, and we'll announce that a little bit later into the show around 5:30. If you guys want to stay tuned for that, hear what we're doing.
That always trips me out. Like you said, at the end of the year. So I was thinking end of the school year, and I was like, wait.
Well, you can think of it like calendar school year or like year.
No, I'm thinking I'm like 2016. Once that's over, brand new Breaking Point next year, right?
2017. New guest, Jackson's out of here. I'm
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa.
Wow, I was talking 2017 school year, man.
Wait. Yeah,
it's not in next January. Year. Yeah, in January, I'm still here.
Dang it.
Yeah. Oof. You're stuck with me.
Oh man.
Enjoy it.
Okay. Can we have like a poll to see who is better? Because everyone knows I am.
Okay, you're confident, aren't you? we got this new phone. Not new phone, but new patent, pretty much, that Apple has applied for. It's weird. We talked about this a little bit.
I don't like it.
You don't like it.
I'm completely against this.
Okay, well, you said yourself, we're kind of going backwards.
We are going backwards. We're going in the wrong direction.
Wait. What is this?
It's a foldable iPhone.
So it's like a flip phone, but an iPhone.
Love it.
You love it?
Love it.
Why do you love it?
Here's the reason. Okay, how many times has a person's phone fallen out of their pocket and shattered on the ground?
I'd say a fair amount of times. I don't know the exact number.
But if you keep it folded up, metal on both sides, and it falls out of your pocket, there's a lot less chance of it is going to break.
But think about this, okay?
Okay.
If you had your phone and it wasn't like unfold, or like if it wasn't folded and you drop it, it's going to break. And you can't put a case on it. Because it's foldable.
Hey, you can have a foldable case.
Yeah. And flip phones also crack in half all the time, so that could be worse.
Okay, well, I'm assuming it's stronger than a regular
phone. Yeah, see, flip phone is like two separate pieces. This is one phone that folds.
I wonder how they'd even do
that. Happen?
Yeah. I know.
Does that mean they'd have to like split the glass down the middle
but
and it folds?
I doubt
on
they'll
that
use
scene.
Glass, though, because glass can't bend.
Then what else are you supposed to use?
Butter.
We're going to use butter on it. Butter as a screen.
Eye butter.
Yeah.
They said the patent described how carbon nanotubes could bend. Oh. The
carbon,
hinge.
Of course. Carbon nanotubes.
Carbon's the answer
everybody
for everything.
Everybody knows carbon nanotubes.
No, but it's, it's nothing official yet. I mean, the iPhone 8 is not foldable, or we don't know that yet. Nothing is official, like we said.
It just came with a patent.
Yeah, they're hinting at a patent that is coming out to make a foldable iPhone.
Well, I should add, like, Apple makes a lot of patents.
That is true.
Most companies have like a lot of patents they like just have.
I mean they want to try things. Yeah. So they're like, okay, let's get a patent for a foldable iPhone.
At least they're moving somewhere else instead of going like either smaller or bigger. They're mm-hmm. doing they're yeah. trying something
That's
else.
They go any bigger. It's
yeah.
They don't need any thinner either.
No, I
don't like thinner.
I like thinner.
What about like a see-through phone?
That'd be
Why
terrible.
Would you want that?
I don't know. I feel like
you will literally lose that thing in less than a day.
That'd be so cool, though.
Yeah, until you lose it.
Imagine if you dropped it, Ethan.
It'd be gone.
Imagine if you dropped it in the dark.
Oh, man.
You're literally done.
How would the flashlight work?
Well, how would anything work?
Yeah.
True.
How would anything work on a transparent iPhone? Okay, if you guys can include one thing on the new iPhone, what would you include?
Ooh.
Tough one.
Holograph.
Ooh.
Yeah, that'd be okay. cool.
The ability where it doesn't get hot when you're charging it.
That's good, too.
That's pretty
So we important. Talked about this. I dropped my phone in the toilet. I'll admit it.
Oh, my God.
I want it to be completely waterproof. Not just water resistant, waterproof.
You have to explain this whole story. You brought it back up. You have to explain the whole story. You drop it in the toilet, and what do you do to fix this?
I put in wet rice on accident. Okay, guys?
Wet rice?
Okay, so like, you know, like those microwavable rice packets?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I put it in that, not realizing that was like pre-cooked like wet rice.
Yeah.
And so it didn't work.
If you guys don't know, it's the rice method. You know, you drop your phone in water and rice is really absorbent. And so you put in a bag of rice. For me, I tried it. It didn't personally work on my phone.
See?
It's still kind of... Hey, it could have worked on your phone. I waited for like a few hours and then I put it in. And you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to do it immediately.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
I've never dropped my phone in water.
My friend did, and she did the rice thing, and it worked, but she got rice stuck in her headphone jack, so she still can't use her headphone jack.
That's rough.
That's an interesting trade-off.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I'd rather use my headphone, or my phone instead of the headphones.
You know, they're also, for the Apple, they're also thinking about wireless charging.
Ooh.
And
isn't that what, like, Samsung
has that?
Samsung has that. You just put it on, like, this little, like, plate-looking thing.
Yeah.
And that's where, that's how it charges. But I'm thinking, like, I charge my phone in my car a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And how does that work out? Because that means you got to bring that little plate thing everywhere, or you get multiple ones, and that's going to cost extra money. Like, I don't...
Well, the way I see it, like, you can pick your phone up when it's charging with the cord, like, the cord's just attached to it, but how do you pick it up on, like the little plate?
Exactly, because then you pick it up, and it's not charging anymore.
Well, can you, like, hover over it? Can you, like, be holding your phone over the thing, and it's charging?
I still think it needs to be actually touching something.
That's cool. I think it has
to. Oh.
You can't transfer energy through, like,
the air.
That'd be so cool, though. They need to invent that.
It's like a magnet. That's what you're thinking of. It's like, oh, you got this, like, attraction.
Or, like, a hovering, like, phone, like, wireless charger where, like, hovers
in
the air.
That would be cool.
We're inventing thing, guy. Apple, you need to patent this.
Okay, instead of a foldable iPhone, what about, like, an iPhone you, like, roll up, like a newspaper?
I saw Samsung had something like that.
Did they actually?
They had a concept where it was, like, a solid bottom piece, and then the screen was, like, flexible.
Well, they have, like, the foldable TV that we saw.
Yeah.
Remember the story?
Yeah. It was literally, like, blends in with its surroundings, and so when you turn it off, it turns, like, transparent.
Yeah.
And because it's not an actual TV. It's a projector projecting on the glass, and you turn the projector off, and it's just glass, which is transparent, so it's, like, it's not even a TV there.
Oh, yeah. That's really slick.
I know. It looked awesome. It looked really cool. We have a school in Baltimore, and instead of, like, detentions and stuff and getting in trouble, it subjects you to, like, meditation.
Oh.
Hmm.
Is it, like, a private school or is it a public school?
I don't think that matters.
Well, I think honestly. It kind of does. Like,
you think it does?
Is it religious meditation?
No, it's not. No.
It's just meditation.
Yeah, it's just... It's an elementary school in Baltimore. That's all it says.
Elementary school.
So, and it just has them doing meditation when they get in trouble.
Well, I'll say this. If I went back to my elementary school self, I would not take meditation seriously.
Yeah, I would just mess around. But is it like guided meditation or is it just like timeout?
No, it's guided. Like solitary.
It's guided. There's like a teacher and that's their job. Oh, you get the bad kids and you tell them
I don't understand why you wouldn't want to go to detention. Like, do bad things on purpose to go to meditation. Meditation's relaxing. Have you ever done it?
Yeah, but you don't need to be in trouble to go to meditation. Just do it on your own.
Well, instead of getting out of school, you go to meditate.
Get out of school, you get locked in a room.
But, like, wait, is it after school? I thought it was, like, during school. Like,
It is during school. And you get locked in a room.
And then you meditate. That's awesome.
Okay, if you
well, it
if
would
you
take like, out instruction time.
See? Exactly.
And if I get to miss math.
He took that as something against it, and you totally put that as a pro.
You're like, it takes away from instruction time. How is that a pro?
Yeah, because like, if you want to miss math for the day, then you're like, hey, meditation.
That's my point, yeah. And then you do something bad, then you go to meditation.
What if they figure out your strategy, though, and then you go to real detention?
That's the problem. Ooh. So you got to like time it and figure out who's looking when and where and why.
You realize you are in elementary school, right?
Yeah. I don't think your brain's this much in elementary school.
That was a burn.
I think you're just worried about like snack time and when's the next thing that's coming.
That's true. Like if you get in trouble in elementary school, it's like a lot.
I distinctly remember having nap time in elementary
school.
You
had nap time in elementary
school? Yeah, I did too.
That. Mm-hmm.
Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta. That's where I'm from. Atlanta, Georgia. And yeah, we definitely had nap time. I distinctly remember like the teacher walking around us as we brought our pillows in from home.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's not even high school.
The mats.
Yeah, the mats.
Oh, I remember those mats.
Those were the good days.
Wait, you guys had nap time too?
Yeah, yep. When I went to private school, they had nap time.
Yeah.
What?
Okay, wait. We have 7 people in here. Raise your hand if you had nap time.
That looks like
everybody but Ethan.
This is terrible.
Everybody but
Ethan. In elementary school, you guys had nap time.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it was like pre-K or K.
I don't know. I don't think I can remember that far before pre-K.
So I remember is I had like a really good spot like right next to the wall so I could lean on the wall too.
Oh, I was dead center.
Dead center. But that's right where the teacher's walking.
Yeah, so what? I was sleeping. I enjoyed it.
We had reading time, but never... That's terrible. Oh my. I've always said that they should put a sleeping class in the high school.
You know IPR? You know that health class?
Yeah.
There's actually an entire period where you sleep.
Guys, 1 minute countdown.
It's time.
It's happening. All right, guys, come on.
What's going down?
Hey, wait, what are you guys doing? Let me check.
Instagram. Look hang at on. Instagram. 1 minute, guys. You got your Instagrams out?
Yep, hang on.
Okay. Jackson?
Yeah, it's almost right. It's almost ready.
It's
right here.
Ooh, it's cooking. It's like a turkey in the oven. It's like a minute left.
Okay, Thanksgiving's over. Thanksgiving's over. Okay, you ready?
You know what? All y'all guys should be new followers on breakingpoint.whj.
Yeah, so that's where I'm posting. I'm literally posting it right now. We're doing something special on the Instagram.
It's going to be awesome.
That's what I'm thinking too. But, I mean, here we go.
Yeah, it's 5:31.
It's 5:31, okay?
Jackson.
We're posting this to the Instagram.
You're late.
Breakingpoint.whje right now. And it's posting. And the service is amazing. And there we go. Okay, so we have this thing posted. If you guys want to know more information, go check it out at the Instagram, breakingpoint.whje.
It's awesome.
I don't see it yet, Jackson.
You don't see it yet.
Refresh it.
Little man.
Refresh it.
Hey, there we go.
What?
Okay.
That's sick.
Wow. You like it?
I mean... Well, take it away.
Yeah, how'd you... Well, how'd you even, like, you know, do it?
I mean...
How'd you make this poster? This is a really nice poster, dude.
I really like this advertisement. I'm actually going to like it right now. I just like this right
poster. It's not an advertisement one. It's a picture. And yeah, you know, it took me a few hours. Not really.
A few hours to make this?
Blood, sweat, and tears to make that. I mean,
man, he is a devoted host, guys. Guys should totally check him out.
It's not blood, sweat, and tears. But it was fun. Again, breakingpoint.whje. Might post it to the WHJE Twitter later. Might not. I don't really know exactly. But breakingpoint.whje. That's where it is right now. Every single bit of information you could possibly ask is on that caption. If you need to know more, just comment and we'll answer back.
Mm-hmm, we'll answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you guys want to DM, you can DM us.
This next song is Venus. This is the 44th show of the Breaking Point.
My lucky number.
The final show of Breaking Point is next week. Cause then we go off to winter break and stuff like that. We're coming back next year though, 2017. Look for us. Here's Venus by Bananarama.
Take care.